program with leading college MDs, reviewing your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and his anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Tong is here to explain how his therapy, called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Now, by cure, we mean that the NBE method can eliminate pain, fatigue, depression, asthma, sinus problems, bowel problems, and other symptoms you may have, as well as the need for endless therapy of any kind, such as drugs, and even the NBE method itself. Now, this is indeed the most astounding breakthrough in medicine in the past century. And in the past, we have been proving this remarkable claim with cases, and we continue to confirm this with new cases every week. In fact, today we have a case of a cancer patient who was sent home to die. So don't miss our show today. We have an exciting case for you. For our new listeners, check out our website, www.drtong.com. That's drtong.com, to listen to past shows. If you have any questions during the show, don't hesitate to interrupt us and call in at 1-800-227-KBRT. That's 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Okay, Dr. Tong, before we start today, I think we're going to start a new section called the Tip of the Week or Message of the Week, because we never seem to have any time at the end of the show, so why don't we start? What is your tip for our listeners this week?
Okay, the first message that we have been talking about is energy. Yeah. You know, besides this energy paradigm that we started Einstein and quantum mechanics uncover a century ago. So it's energy over form, mind over matter.
Right.
My second message is just as equally as important is balance. Okay. Especially in the energy system. And you see that how so many study confirm royal jelly is good for this, ginseng is good for this symptom, garlic is good for this symptom.
Right.
But you need to find out from some study what is good for the individual patient.
Right.
Okay, if the patient's heart, royal jelly, ginseng, garlic, cinnamon,
detrimental.
Okay, and then in a couple of weeks we'll find some cases to illustrate that how a person was completely healthy until her friend tell her all these different remedies and get her sick. And in fact, today's cancer patient is really hot due to the fact that he has a condition called yin deficiency. That means his cooling power down, and using chemotherapy and radiation, which is very, very hot, will kill him. And in fact, I think...
Yes, they are on the line.
They are right? Let's get them on the line.
Good morning, Linda Lee and Dennis.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
I'm laying here in bed waiting for this conversation.
You're
hearing that from a man that wasn't supposed to make it home from the hospital two and a half days ago.
Really?
That's right.
Why don't we start with the beginning? When did he start getting into trouble?
When he was first diagnosed.
Why don't you tell the story and then we'll just have Dennis make a comment.
Yes. Linda Lee.
Okay. It was towards the beginning of 1998. Yes, in 1998, Dennis started having severe stomach problems, and a tumor popped up under his arm, and we went to our doctor who we had confidence in, and they thought he was getting ulcers.
Okay.
And he was diagnosed after I had to take him into emergency because he was bleeding internally. He was diagnosed with reticulitis. Then they decided it wasn't that he had an aggressive lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And they started his chemotherapy, and we've been through a full body radiation and a bone marrow transplant. And each time he seemed like he'd get a little bit better, and then he got worse and worse and worse, to the point where we've had surgeries, he's had lymph nodes removed, he's had they poisoned him.
Yes.
What I'm trying to say is that we thought we had confidence in the doctor that we were going to because we knew nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Now, Linda, what happened to Dennis after the chemotherapy? He had 8 sessions, is that correct?
He's had 8 complete bouts of it. As a matter of fact, he's had all the ends that they could give him.
Okay.
Without
killing him, right?
But actually, that's what they ended up almost doing anyway.
Uh-huh.
So what are some of the side effects of the chemotherapy?
What were the symptoms that he, side effects?
Oh my goodness. Well, one thing, the tongue in his mouth, after they did the full body radiation and the chemotherapy, looked like somebody had skinned it.
Oh, gosh.
It literally looked and felt. He could not drink water. Purified water, any kind of water. He wasn't able to consume anything orally whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. His tongue was burned.
I believe that's what they said. All I know is that even to look at it today, you can see the damages that they did.
Mm-hmm.
And he was unable to eat any kind of... If we hadn't fed him through an IV, then this would not have lived.
Mm-hmm.
But we were so naive about it, they didn't realize that to bring somebody down that low, that basically if they didn't give him food externally, he would have died then at that time, and we should have realized that mm-hmm. they were poisoning him worse than he already was.
So that was at the City of Hope, right?
Yes. City of Hope is where the bone marrow transplant and the full body radiation and everything was done.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what happened after his radiation? I understand he has some problems with his leg now.
Yes, his lymph nodes in his left groin area, I believe it's because of the radiation cooked them or destroyed them.
Yes.
And so his all the fluid accumulated in his leg. He's got a leg that's 4 times, not now, let me bring that to your attention, but 3 days ago, his left leg was 4 times the size of his right leg.
And how long did that last for? How long did he have this?
He has had that for a month, up to like 2.5 days ago. He was able to bend his knee,
mm-hmm.
able to walk on it. We have a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. And he also has severe back pain?
Extremely bad. This is so exciting to me. I'm so excited.
Yes.
But Wednesday, it was Thursday morning, they sent my husband and I home for Dennis to die.
They told you that?
They told us he wouldn't survive the trip home. And we told him we were going to Costa Mesa. My husband wanted to go to Costa Mesa. He heard about Dr. Tong. And they said, "You're not taking him for a boat ride, are you?" I'm laughing.
Because you're mortal. Yeah.
And he sounds pretty alive to me right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Dennis, are you alive, Dennis?
I'm alive. Yeah. I'm doing well.
Okay, so his leg for a month has been just 4 times, like, it's kind of like elephantitis, right, Dr. Tong?
It's so severe that
it was black, right?
It felt like a plastic. There was no life in it.
Yeah, it was hot, inflamed, red.
Black.
His leg was black.
The reason is that, the body needs the lymphatic drainage or better extra fluid and dump it back to the left, the right atrium, the inferior lymphatic.
Right.
And the lymphatic was all destroyed by the radiation. And that is really the fallacy of conventional treatment. In each part, you remove a little intestine, you remove a tumor. How many parts of the body can you remove? You destroy the person's, weaken the person so much that you cannot even eat anything. The most important thing, whether we should fight disease or enhance the body's healing power, is always a letter that is the correct treatment. And now that you get the person unable to eat, you are really...
Yeah, there's no way to...
You're slowly killing the person. You're not really healing the person.
Now, so he also had to have some of his small intestine taken out, I understand?
He had 6 inches taken out because
there was a tumor in there?
When they did the radiation, the chemotherapy, it reduced the tumor of his lymph node, but it strangled his intestine.
Yes.
He came within, I would say, probably hours of dying from starvation because everything he consumed, water or anything, would come back up. And so it's strangled, so they had to open him up and take those 6 inches out.
Okay.
And he's had lymph nodes removed in his neck and his groin area, and the poor guy's been through a lot. And night before last, after we saw Dr. Tong, I woke up during the night because I'm very sensitive to what he's doing because he's usually in so much pain at night, so much pain that, he can't sleep. And he was sitting at the side of the bed, and I go, "Honey, are you okay?" And he goes, Oh, he says, I'm just enjoying not being in any pain.
Oh, fantastic.
That's
yeah.
That has me for a long time. And
yeah.
Twice I woke up, I said, honey, are you okay? And he goes, I'm just, Linda, I can't believe I'm not in any pain.
Yes, that is one of the things that he was in a lot of pain. The first time I saw him, the second thing I saw is that swollen leg, and then the most remarkable thing I saw was that he was so fatigued. His eyelid could not stay open. In fact, I make the remark that he was looking more like a Chinese than I was.
When you were done, he had round eyes.
Yeah, when you were done, he became a Caucasian again. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, he was more awake and alert after the first treatment. And in fact, also, could you tell the listener what happened to his legs? His shoes actually
yeah.
became loose after my treatment.
Yeah, why don't you tell what happened after the first treatment?
Well, during the first treatment, before we even got to our car to go home,
mm-hmm.
the fluid from Dennis' leg was draining. Just, you could see the look on his face, the relief in his eyes. Because that pressure, even though that leg itself was so much that his little eyes had a twinkle in it. And when he walked, that left shoe squished. And he was coming off. I go, what's going on? He goes, my shoe's too big. Now, this shoe, you can see where he's let out. It's just a sandal because we didn't want to, his foot can't be concerned. But it had been moved out as far as you could possibly open him up because his foot was so huge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in a couple hours, his shoe was too big.
Yes.
A half inch in a couple hours. We stretched out an inch and a half, and now we're down to an inch, and that's loose right now.
How's your chest pain or breathing difficulty? That's one of the things you have, was you have problem breathing for the first time I saw you.
You can hear him. He was gasping for air.
Yes.
He's on the phone, so you would hear him if he was having that problem.
So you're breathing a lot better, right?
Yes, it is better.
Mm-hmm. Any more chest pain?
No chest pain at all.
Good. So how about your back pain?
That's minute right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not compared to before, right?
No,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, is there still fluid leaking out of your leg now, or how's that going?
Yes, it's still draining.
Still draining.
It will drain for a while until we get enough treatment to repair the damage from the radiation at the groin. It will take a while to repair. Basically, he was cooked.
Mm-hmm.
He was cooked in that area.
Exactly.
Okay? And so the lymphatic channels were all destroyed. And he had nothing to do, you know. So each treatment that we gave him, he healed some. And besides the main treatment, we give him some herbs to balance your mm-hmm. system, to tonify the yin, to the cooling power and so forth. And also we give you some homeopathic supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend that you,
I didn't do the total signature, but should do that.
Next time you give a total signature so you can just hold on to it, and that will attract more energy in your system.
Let me just interrupt you one moment, Dr. Tong. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. We're on the phone right now with Dennis and his wife, Linda Lee. Dennis is a cancer patient who was literally sent home to die. He had chemotherapy, radiation, bone marrow transplants, some of his small intestine taken out. Now his leg, the fluid is continually draining out of his leg now. It's becoming smaller. Is that correct, Dennis?
Yes.
Call us today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Okay, so
I want to make this remark regarding my treatment compared to other alternative treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Other alternative treatment did not affect such a rapid result.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you give pancreatic enzymes or some other antioxidants. Okay, you take weeks or days to get some results. But the injection, the NBE treatment, restore the energy in the system right away.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you get rid of the pain. That's really, I don't know any other treatment you get the pain better faster than the NBE treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to know exactly where it's blocked.
Right.
So just because most doctors do trigger point injection, that's actually part of my treatment, okay? Except that they do not know that trigger points are blocked acupuncture points. So all these doctors, allopathic doctors that are injecting trigger points, are actually practicing Chinese medicine without knowing it. and they're just doing it wrong. And sometimes
they don't know what they're doing.
They don't know what they're doing, okay? And in this case, okay, they should, if they heard that another doctor could possibly help somebody, they should investigate and check out my website. Instead of doing that, they discourage dentists from coming.
What happened with that, Linda Lee? So they discourage dentists from, because they said that he couldn't make it, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. They told us that if Dennis didn't make the trip, make it home, which they didn't expect us to, not to call emergency, not to call 911, just to bring him home, and they would take care of him from there. But in other words, they were here when we got here, by the way. We went down and saw Dr. Tong, and they expected us to bring back a nice cold group. This guy walked into the house. He was just in a cane, no wheelchair, no nothing. Walked right by the lady and sat down after how she was doing.
They were waiting at your house?
They were waiting at our house.
Waiting for you to bring Dennis's...
One or the other. They lost their hat, I want you to know. The liquid morphine and all this stuff, you know, to make him comfortable before he went. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you what. I've got a bottle of liquid morphine looking at me right here on the coffee table. And we're all laughing at it last night.
Ah.
We have not used it yet.
So what did they say?
Oh, they're going to be back this afternoon. Maybe you should all come see what happens.
We'll follow you up next time and see how you're doing.
I have one last question. So is Dennis eating now? Can he eat and drink?
Yes, he's got some fruit right next to him. He's been sipping on some vegetable broth while we're talking.
How's his appetite?
His appetite is not as good as it was a million years ago.
Uh-huh.
But it's better than it's been in so long. It's nice to see him eat without being in pain, because that would hurt his mouth. Unfortunately, we weren't aware of the fact that he was eating things, like you say, that were too hot.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as Dr. Tong told us to cool down and get the cooler food, he's enjoying it now.
Mm-hmm. That is one of the most important things, okay? When you go to, for other listeners, when you go to another alternative doctor, make sure they know about the yin and yang of food.
Mm-hmm.
If you're too hot, like in this case, okay, Dennis was hot in the beginning.
Before even he had the chemotherapy.
Exactly. And the chemotherapy make it more hot. The radiation, which is really hot, make the body more hot, just like you burn the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're getting the body way out of balance. You think about the logic of treating cancer. Cancer is an immune deficient state.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to use any drug that attack the immune system.
Right.
And cancer is also a toxic state. So you don't want to add any more toxin to the body.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer is a weakening of the body's immune function. So you got to enhance the body's health.
Restore function,
enhance health, and you cannot enhance health
with radiation.
With radiation or with drugs or with anything that the body normally doesn't use.
Somewhere along the line, we all lost our common sense, because it only makes sense you don't poison somebody that's already out of...
Or
already
poisoned.
We were killing him and not even realizing it.
Yes. Yeah. How much did he cost the bone marrow transplant alone?
Okay, bone marrow transplant alone, I have the paperwork in the office and I was looking for it last night. It was between $395,000.
That is... ridiculous.
$395,000.
That is how...
I call my husband my $1 million man, because in the last 2 years...
That is how... That is how all our resources and money are drained into killing people, that they're using propaganda that make people sicker, that you're dumbing through some limited, you know...
You can make a down payment on the house for that.
Yes. You know, in fact, you frustrated me in the past. I really have good results with most cancer patients. They are difficult. It's hard to treat people who are at the brink of dying, okay? But most of them, my failure comes from the fact that they cannot afford my treatment, which is really Mickey Mouse compared to what the conventional treatment. Really, nothing.
It's inexpensive, totally inexpensive,
okay? And then you restore the body health, but the insurance company, the medical reviewer from the insurance company will say that my treatment is not necessary. But the good news is that, okay, there's a new law passed, which I gave you the newspaper clipping, since Governor Wilson a couple of years ago, that if your HMO or insurance will not pay for it, you can apply for a panel of independent doctors to decide. And most of the time, within the first treatment, my treatment make a difference. So in this case, I'm hopeful that they would allow your treatment so that to reimburse some of the expenses that you have incurred.
Linda Lee, so did your insurance company pay for this bone marrow transplant?
Yes, they did. But let me tell you what's ironic to me is that they're probably out $1 million. Then this is kind of sarcastic, I don't mean to be rude, but we let them pay $1 million to almost kill him, and we paid nothing, basically, to have Dr. Tong in two sessions start bringing him back to us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
We've only been two sessions, and I'm looking at my husband over there. He's smiling at me right now. He's got the phone in his ear, and he's sipping on juices and stuff, and I'm not even supposed to have him right now.
Yes.
They told me I wouldn't have him. He can't wait to go down the hospital and walk down the hallway and say hi to the doctors that wrote him off.
Well, make sure he gets plenty of rest.
He is.
You don't want to... We don't want to waste his energy right now.
No,
we're not going to
do it yet. We won't go down there dancing.
Yes.
Well, thank you for taking the time to share your story with us today, Lemelie. And good luck to Dennis.
You. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see
you. We'll follow up on you every couple, two, 3 weeks and see how you're doing, okay?
Yes. Right, and if anybody has any questions they have for me, then you're more than welcome to let them call us.
Okay.
I have our number, so, because those other people that need this blessing also.
Yes.
Dr. Tong.
Thank you. You're
thank
welcome.
You. Okay, have a good weekend.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Dennis.
Okay.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwin Tong, MD. If you just heard that remarkable case, we were talking to Dennis, who is a cancer patient who had diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He went through chemotherapy, 8 sessions, which almost killed him. He went through radiation treatments, which cooked his lymph node in the right groin, causing his left leg to swell up to the point where it was gangrenous. Is that right, Dr. Tong?
Almost.
Almost gangrenous.
I would say cellulitis, more likely.
Cellulitis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Severe cellulitis.
He has had 2 treatments with Dr. Tong. He can eat now. His leg is draining all the fluid that was causing it.
Much smaller.
Yeah, it's much smaller.
No more pain.
No more pain. He does not have to use a wheelchair. He's walking with a cane. This is cancer.
And breathing a lot better.
Breathing a lot better. He was talking to us. Folks, this is an incredible case. It's a tough case, but if any of you know anyone with cancer, even Dr. Tong can help. This was a really, really tough case. Anything less severe is definitely treatable.
Yeah, right, because Daniel was so fatigued, so lethargic. He hardly had any energy to talk. He couldn't keep his eyes open. So most of the time he was talking to Linda Lee the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But by the first end of the treatment, his eyes brightened up and the pain was gone. He was able to walk, the leg was smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it sounds incredible, I attacked the problem by restoring the health of the person.
Mm-hmm.
And the tumor is not really my concern. I want to see what is the imbalances, the underlying block between the mind and body, the breakdown in the healing mechanism that caused the tumor to form in the first place.
Right.
And the second thing is that he was eating all kinds of wrong things. He loves spicy food. And that means that every day he's making his balance become more imbalance and more imbalance. So right away I corrected that, and now he's taking more of the cooler food to balance his system, and then we give him homeopathic to nullify the radiation effect, nullify the chemotherapy effect, and also restore his energy,
mm-hmm.
restore the balance with the herbs. Okay, so it's going to be a tough case, but I'm confident that if we got the financial resources, we'll help save him.
Okay, well, we have a caller from San Diego, Madeline. Let's talk to her. Hello, Madeline. Hello,
yes.
Hi, how
yes.
are you?
Fine. This is the first time I've listened to your program.
Yes.
And, okay.
Yeah, and anyway, listening to the incredible story about the man who had the Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes.
And I was diagnosed with breast cancer December of 99, mm-hmm. and I had a lymphectomy. I had chemotherapy, radiation, and finished my chemo in August,
mm-hmm.
and thought I was on my way to recovery. And throughout the whole thing, I was seeing a nutritionist to help keep my immune system strong so that I could withstand the effects of the chemotherapy.
Right.
And I was able to work the whole time. I never quit. And although I know I could feel the effects of it, but it still, I wouldn't let it stop me. And so anyway, in December, I went back for a checkup because I was on tamoxifen for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And because this, my breast cancer is estrogen positive.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, when they did the blood work, they found an elevated tumor marker.
Mm.
Instead of 38, it was like 62. So they sent me in for a bone scan and a CAT scan. The CAT scan came back fine, but came back okay. The bone scan showed a hot spot on my right femur.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So immediately my doctor had me have an x-ray, and there was a little bit of a shadow in that area, 5-millimeter shadow.
So then he needs a tumor?
So he immediately said, there's a new tumor, the chemotherapy didn't work, the tamoxifen didn't work, we're going to start something new. So, you know how I felt at that.
We can tell, Dr. Tom.
Let me give you some remarks to tell you everything. Number one,
very quickly,
they are attacking the symptom, which is the tumor. They are not treating or addressing the underlying cause, which is a weakened immunity. That's
right.
Usually caused by past and present stress.
Mm-hmm.
And second is your nutrition and all the toxin in your system. And third is the toxin
in the environment.
In the environment. And also, more importantly, what the doctor gave you, the tamoxifen, that caused cancer. Okay.
Yeah.
Chemotherapy, that caused cancer.
Right.
Radiation, that caused cancer also.
Yeah.
So they all weaken the system. The key is to restore your system. Nutrition alone does not do it, because no nutrition lack the energy essence.
Mm-hmm.
You need no more concentrated treatment. You need people to really understand how tumors form.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to find somebody who can help me through this, because I know that's what it is. It's my immune system that needs support.
Yes.
Madeline, let me give you a number, okay?
Okay.
714.
Yes.
556.
Yes.
8664.
Okay.
Call right now. You can call to make an appointment. She can do the insurance stuff with you. Just call. Cher will be there and she can help you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
This is Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tom. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If today is your first time listening to our show, listen to our previous shows on our website, www.drtong.com, under the radio show heading, drtong.com. You will find cases histories proving that most, if not all, chronic degenerative ailments can be cured. Today we have a remarkable case, cancer. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Call today before 2 o'clock and you'll get a free gift. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. If you know anyone with cancer, call today for an appointment. There's not a day to lose. Next week, we'll have more exciting cases to share with you. Join us again next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on KBRIGHT, AM 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye and enjoy your weekend.